There's a certain magical show-stopping quality to a photo album. You could be at a large gathering, maybe even a Shabbos table. If somebody pulls out pictures, forget it. Everything else stops. Everyone clamors around. They want to see the pictures. Pictures are powerful. They tell a story. They allow us to relive or re-experience events of the past. They bring it to life when you can see it in a picture. Torah begins this week's parsha with what seems to be an unnecessary listing of all 42 places where the Jews stayed during their journey through the desert. Rashi explains that that list is actually significant. The sages tell a parable of a king who had a son who was ill, and he took his son to a faraway place to be cured. And after the child was healed, as they traveled back to the palace, the king points out all of the different places where they stayed on their original journey. Remember when we stayed over here, he says to his son, that was very pleasant. But remember when we stayed over there? That was a disaster. It was cold. Your head was killing you the whole time. Why did the king do that? The Maharal explains that the king wants to express his love for his child. He wants his son to know how much he cares for him, all the things that he did when he took him to be cured. And while the child, when it happened, was ill and might not have appreciated it, now that he's healthy, his father, the king, wants him to know all of those things, that he should feel the love that the king was expressing during that time. It would be nice if, as parents, we can sit our children down and tell them all the things that we've done for them since they've been born. But the kids don't really want to hear it, and we frankly don't remember most of it. But pictures tell a story. And when pictures come out, everybody wants to see. If we'll take the time to create an album with our pictures, that album will stand as the reminder of the shared experiences that we have as a family, of all the things that we've done for them, all the places that we've taken them, the things that we've experienced together. We might forget, but the pictures will remember. And through those pictures, when everyone sits around looking at them, which they will as soon as they come out, then the stories come out, the memories are created. And the children might not have appreciated the trip or the experience when they were 5 or 10 or even 15. But when they see the picture and they relive the experience, the family creates a bond, in a way, a loving bond in which parents can express the love that we have for our children through the things that we've done for them, through those pictures. We all have thousands of pictures on memory cards throughout our houses. Take the time, print out the pictures, create an album. It's worth it. That album will be looked at over and over again, and the bond that's created in the family, the love that it expresses when we show our children the things that we've done with them and for them, make it well worth the effort to create that album. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.